Is this thing on?
Check, check, check.
Test 1, 2, 3.
Check 1, 2.
Welcome to the Middle-Aged Men Show.
The Man Show.
Where we talk about what middle-aged men like to talk about.
You know, things and stuff.
That's right. Welcome to episode 1 of the Man Show.
The Middle-Aged Men Show. Dude, what are we getting into today? What's happening here?
Well, I thought we would start off with maybe talking a little bit about why we decided to start a podcast, and then we'll jump right into something.
Peer pressure. Everybody pressuring us to do this.
I think this is something that you and I wanted to do for years, to be honest, right?
Oh, yeah, dude. We've talked about it forever. I'm a big fan of the thought of it. I've always loved radio. I've always loved podcasts.
I listen to a lot of podcasts. Oh, yeah. But, you know, aside from just loving the medium of podcast, I think you and I just enjoy talking a lot. And So normally these conversations happen in the backyard by a solo stove. And we wanted to include some others.
Yeah, if you don't know what a solo stove is, look it up, Google it, and then go get one. It's pretty awesome. You need that in your life.
It's a great medium
for, shout out for to solo stove.
Conversations. But the idea here is to talk about stuff that, as middle-aged guys, we just enjoy talking about. We figure there are other people out there that would enjoy joining the conversation. And I think, as we've thought about it, there are three things that we want to do with this podcast, and that's to entertain, is to encourage, and is to inspire.
Yeah, and entertaining is not all about them. It's entertaining us, too.
Absolutely.
I mean, the encouragement.
What is it you've told me before, that I could talk to inanimate objects?
Oh, yeah. You know how to talk to anything and everything, even things that don't talk back, that might not even have mouth or lips. But that's okay. The encourage part, you know, here's the thing. Every time I sit down with another middle-aged man that I'm not real familiar with, because people, for some reason, they come up to me and they're like, "Hey, you, we need to have lunch." And that happens to me all the time since I moved down here to beautiful East Tennessee. And so I'll do it. I'll begrudgingly go eat lunch with somebody that I don't know. And it's like, oh man, these folks are the same as me. They have the same issues, the same thoughts. We're all just children in a middle-aged man's body, right? So how do we talk about that? And what is a middle-aged man? Does that start in your late 20s, your 30s? Does it start when you get your first gray hair or no hair? What happens with middle-aged man? When are you too old to be on the Middle-Aged Men Show?
I don't know. This crossed my mind about a week ago, because I'm now on the north side of mid-40s and thinking, am I going to age out pretty soon out of this format? Mm. I don't know.
Hey, if you do, we'll find a replacement.
Well, I appreciate that. Well, let's get into something today. All right. You know, we've talked about you know, some of the topics that we love talking about. Travel is really important to both of us, and the concept of going on a dude trip.
A dude trip.
You know, it's this idea that, you know, you and some buddies get away. I mean, there are some movies out there that portray some guy trips.
None of them hold a candle to us. Not one of them.
Well, I think the ones that maybe Hollywood is producing involve a lot more debauchery and everything. But I think we sure have a good time when
That's
we go out.
That's a fancy word, dude. Sorry. In case you can't tell, Josh is the one that doesn't spell or think. So Bobby's the one that you're going to hear those synonyms and acronyms and whatever other kind of M's from. I'm the one that just...
I'm very fancy.
I'm keep it simple.
Well, let's talk... So what's the idea, Josh, if you had to describe what does a dude trip entail, and why is that such a good idea for guys our age?
Dude trip / bro trip. Anybody out there ever seen the GIF, the GIF, the meme, whatever you want to call it, of a middle-aged man, and it shows a middle-aged man, and he's sitting around, and it's like, what's going on through your husband's head? Ladies, you might be able to relate to this a little bit. What's going on through your husband's head? And it's like, finances, and children, and being a good husband, and being a good spouse, all these things, right? A dude trip or a bro trip is a time to get away and just relax, just for a little bit. Now, don't get mad when I say relax, because somebody's thinking, well, you know, why did they get an opportunity to relax? Ladies, you should totally go on ladies' trips all the time. You should do it. You should get out and you should have a reset button. But that's what it's about, getting out and fellowshipping with other like-minded individuals, most likely your friends, relaxing for just a little bit and refreshing, and then coming back and stepping back into your role just a little bit better shape than what you were, mentally, physically, maybe, right?
Get back. All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy.
Yeah, whoever Jack is. Who is it? I don't know. I've never heard that before.
That's from The Shining.
Oh, my goodness. You're right.
Come on, man.
Yeah, The Shining. We'll get into some of that later.
So, yeah. And the idea of these trips is not necessarily to go and just lay somewhere and take naps. Although, that kind of relaxing. Because that's exactly what my wife, G-Money, would be doing if she were on a girls' trip. In fact, they've talked about it.
Yeah.
She and Honey Badger have talked about, like, oh, we're going on the girls' trip. They literally want to go rent a cabin and, like, take naps and read books.
And I hope they never listen to this, but how lame. How lame. All right, and if they do listen to this, I'm sorry, I didn't mean that.
That's not our idea of a dude trip. So let's give an example. Okay, we went on a dude trip not long ago. We decided to do a cruise, and we love cruising, by the way.
Oh, yeah. We're going to get into that over many episodes. So we
decided to do a cruise, and this was fairly last minute. Why don't you start off with how did this come about?
Last minute is in. We called Miss Jan. By the way, Jan is our travel agent that we use through MEI Travel Incorporated, right?
That's right. Yeah.
We love you, Miss Jan. Thank you for hooking us up. But we called Jan like a week out, and we were like, "Hey, we want to take this cruise like a week from now." And she didn't even bat an eye. She was like, "We got you," right? And got us on this boat. But it happened around the bonfire.
That's right. Yeah, like, I was like, I think we always test the waters, and here's how we do it.
Oh, yeah.
You test the waters by saying something like, "Hey, G-Money, have you thought about going on a girls' trip anytime soon?"
That's not how we did it, man.
Yeah, it was, because we started off by suggesting they go on a trip.
Yeah, well, yeah. But we don't ask the question, "Have you thought?" We typically, and men take note, right? Get out your little notepad, start writing down these ma'am show notes. We typically say things to G-Money and Honey Badger being my bride, like, "Hey, you two should really take off and go somewhere." And we say it in the most sweet and loving voice ever, to where they halfway believe us, but they know what we're up to.
Oh, yeah.
They totally know what's going on.
Well, and the truth is that the last... No, I take it back. The first time we did this, they did go on a trip before us. But since then, it's like we bring the idea of them going on a trip, but then we actually get to go on our trip sooner, because it's like, you know, you guys ought to really think about going on a girls' trip.
Yeah,
you should. And they're thinking, like, you know, 2 months from now.
Oh, they want
us
to go on
a trip. And we're like, okay, but since you guys are probably going to go in a couple months, how about we're going to take off in like a week and a half?
Yeah, we can take off Monday. Let's go.
So we decided to take this cruise. It was, it was a 3-night cruise on Freedom of the Seas.
Oh, yeah, basically.
Out of Miami, Florida. And this was Josh's first time on Royal Caribbean.
And Miami.
And going to Miami.
That's a lie. I was in Miami for a brief second, but I didn't experience some of what we got to experience. We'll talk about that.
So first time on Royal Caribbean, pretty skeptical of that whole ordeal because he's a Disney Cruise Line kind of guy. That's a little too bougie for me, to be honest.
Oh, whatever, dude. We're going to drag you. It's going to be great. You're going to love it.
Huge Disney fan. Both of us. That's another thing we'll come to, I'm sure, in the future. But we're both Disney fans. But Disney Cruise Line was that's high dollar cruising right there. So anyway, we decided to do Royal Caribbean, Freedom of the Seas. We fly down. So we took off Thursday, Friday, and Monday, right? So we took 3 days off work, and we leave out of Knoxville, Tennessee on a Thursday morning. It was entirely too early, but it's just the way the flights worked out. And we get down, I think we're in Miami by like 10 a.m. maybe even earlier. It was
still rush hour traffic.
It was like 9:30 a.m. when we get into Miami, and so we were taking this Uber. In fact, I remember I was in the back seat doing work. I was on an iPad doing a Zoom call in the back seat of the Uber. Do you remember that? As we're headed to the hotel, we stayed downtown at the JW Marriott Marquis.
Actually, Bobby, I I don't remember you doing any work from Miami. You would only do that in the sacred green space of your
green
office.
Screen behind me, in the back, and I'm telling the Uber driver who, you know, like,
keep it down up
just,
there.
Just be quiet.
Hush.
There's office work going back here.
The important matters being done.
So,
just drive.
So we show up to the JW Marriott Marquis. It was a pretty nice hotel.
As he says, he's not bougie.
Dad, listen.
I'm not taking one of them Disney cruises, but I ain't staying in no Motel 6 either.
All right. Fair point. I guess I'm just used to what I'm used to. But anyway, we show up, and it's like super early, and we go up to the desk. You know, I got like, we both stay at Marriott's a lot, right?
We're known. So, I'm just throwing it out there.
So we've got like pretty high status with Marriott, which is one of the reasons we're staying
like
there.
The top.
And so we go in, and it's like 9 o'clock in the morning, and I'm, you know, I don't expect that they're going to actually get us a room, early, but you know, we ask nicely, you gotta, you know, what is it? What is the old saying that,
got butter them up, butter them up.
That's not the one I was thinking of, but
that's a Southern term, but, man. You got butter them up.
Yeah. All right.
Kill them with honey.
A little sugar. Never hurt.
There you go. Well,
but we were nice. We asked nicely.
Well, look at us. We're charming, though. I know you all can't see us. We're on podcast. Go check out our social media if you want to see pictures of us. Bobby just looks like the most charming individual in the world. No. And me, I don't know really how I look, but I came off as charming that day.
Well, anyway, they let us get into the room and very early in the day. But sweet. We had our cruise didn't leave till the next day. So this is Josh's first time that he can really remember being in Miami. Yeah. Were you there before, but you just don't?
We didn't really do anything. We were driving to a cruise port, and we just drove straight to the cruise port, got on the boat and left.
We literally had like the whole day. The cruise wasn't leaving until the next day. And I don't have a ton of experience with Miami. I was born in Fort Lauderdale, but yeah, I was just a kid, didn't live there for many years. And, you know, but one thing that I do know about Miami is Little Havana.
Food.
And,
goodness.
I love
food.
Yeah. And when, you know, looking at you, Josh, you like food.
Easy.
I like food. Easy. When you look at me, you say, now that guy likes food.
Easy. Not fat. I'm fun size. Or one size fits all, right?
That's right.
There
so
you go. Not fat though.
So the first thing we're doing is thinking about food. And I take him down to Little Havana.
Oh,
went for the first time.
My mouth is starting to water.
Oh man, that was good. This trip we went to Little Havana twice, but we went to this place called Old's Havana. And listen,
authentic Cuban cuisine.
And I'm sure a complete tourist trap. That's fine. So if you know of a good authentic Cuban place, let us know. But I'll tell you that, you know, this did come recommended. I do have some friends that are Cuban, and there was another place that we'll talk about later that we went on the back half of the cruise that came recommended that was kind of down the street. But, you know, we went there, and do you remember what you had?
I had shredded steak. I don't remember how they pronounced it, but it was shredded steak.
Ropa vieja.
Yeah. Ropa shredded steak. Yeah. That's what I had.
And I had vaca frita, and I'm going to tell you, this stuff is like amazing. I dream about Cuban food. It is amazing.
Dude, so here's
it's amazing.
The thing. Everybody down there that I believe was Cuban, right? Everybody down there that I believe was Cuban was happy. They were smiling. They were pleasant, and they were happy.
I love Cubans.
And I'm convinced that it's because they know how to eat.
They know how to eat, but you know, there's something actually deeper to that. And I'm being serious when I say this. I've known a number of people with Cuban backgrounds. I love Cubans. They, the ones that, whose parents came from Cuba, particularly, I don't know a lot of people that are first generation. They're mostly second generation. They love America. They're like so thankful for the kind of freedoms that we have here. So great people, great food, great family culture. So anyway, we go down there, we eat.
Lots of dancing.
Yeah, there was.
We didn't dance. We're not really dancers.
Yeah, well,
most of the time. Well, I mean, we can.
I do a little bit of a shuffle.
You're a belly dancer.
I do a shuffle. That's it's kind of like a... Anyhow. Well, what is it? White man can't dance.
No, you do fine.
So yeah, so we hung out, went back to the hotel. There was a this hotel
bar, not bar, rooftop bar and pool thing. That remember the metal pool?
Oh yeah. So at the JW Marriott Marquis, they've got this it's like a big aluminum pool, and it's about halfway up. It's probably what, on the 10th floor or something like that.
It was quite odd, but it was awesome.
Yeah, it was. The one critique I have is that the way this hotel is designed, that pool doesn't really get a lot of direct sunlight for most of the day.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're thinking, hey, I'm going to Miami, it's going to be awesome. We're going to get some sun. It's going to be hot. And you're going to this metal pool, and most of it's in the shade, and it was windy.
Yeah.
I mean, windy.
But, you know, for summertime, that'd probably actually be pretty cool.
Well, this was January.
Yeah, well, yeah.
So, not exactly.
We still got in. We still did it.
Hey, yeah.
We were the only ones.
But this hotel, I'm going to tell you, this hotel was really cool. It had some very unique things. It had a full-size basketball court that only costs like $450 an hour to play.
Yeah, but that's because
they
actually did NBA functions there, what the person told us. I mean, that's pretty cool, man.
Yeah, it was like a full-size basketball court on like the 10th floor or
like
whatever
wood
of this
planked basketball
court. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Like legit basketball court.
But they had, I mean, this thing had like
darts.
A spa. Oh, the cool thing, and we did go do this, they had like this rec room that had a pool table, foosball, ping pong, and then like this 9-pin bowling.
Oh yeah.
That was and it was all free.
Yep.
So we went down there. We were just hanging out. We were playing games. And so it's like what you said a minute ago, Josh. It's like middle-aged guys that revert back to being kids.
That's because we never grow up. We make jokes about it our entire lives. And spouses, girlfriends, wives, they all make jokes about it. But the truth of the matter is, they're right. We never grow up. Right now, you're still your 12 to 20-year-old self. And so am I. And yeah. Everybody out there listening to us, if they say anything different, they're a liar. Right? Yeah. We never grow up.
Yep. And so I think that hits at what one of the important things about doing this type of trip is that it lets the youngness come out. Yeah. Because, you know, you're not worried about bedtime for kids. You're not worried about
Although the bedtimes were still pretty early.
Yeah. You're not worried about, though, getting kids up in the morning and off to school. And you're not worried about helping with homework and doing the job and making sure you're all buttoned up and responsible all the time. So I think that's, you know, one of the cool things about these trips. So the next day we get up and
go straight to the port.
Yeah. We just head over. Miami Port is pretty cool, and it's a big one for Royal Caribbean.
We could see the boats from the hotel.
That's right, yeah.
We got the Uber over, got checked in.
It was a pretty smooth process. Royal Caribbean has got it. They've nailed it on the embarkation.
And Freedom of the Seas. Freedom of the Seas is a good boat. Now, not their biggest boat by far anymore. It was like 05, 06, 07, something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, when it came out, it was the largest cruise ship in the world, but that's been some time. So
lots of specialty dining, lots of things to do. I actually really enjoyed that boat.
Yeah. Now, the one thing I will point out that made this a little bit different, I haven't been on a lot of short cruises. I think I had done one 4-night in the past.
Again,
normally, I'm a week-long
again,
cruise.
I'm not
Josh
bougie.
Is just the opposite.
I'm not bougie. I just don't go on short cruises.
Josh goes on the Disney cruises, but he only does 3 or 4-night cruises.
Hey.
So I do think there was a little bit of a different vibe on this ship than the cruises that I'm normally doing, which are a week.
Probably. It was probably
it's a 3-night cruise out of Miami.
We
I mean,
were
you
one
can,
of the oldest people on there.
Yeah, oh, come on.
That's we were,
true.
Dude. We were.
Nah,
we were.
There were old folks on there. But I will say that it was definitely a vibe, partying, that kind of thing. not overly so. I don't think
it wasn't ridiculous, but it was still Royal Caribbean status, man.
Like, yeah,
there wasn't one of these other cruise lines that we're not going to talk about right now. It was,
well, there weren't a ton of kids, but there were some. So we get on the ship and I just got to say, like, we walk on and then Josh makes his comment, and this will probably come, we're going to open up about this a little bit later, but we walk on and he makes some comment to me. I mean, we're on the ship for 30 seconds. He says, "Bobby, there's an old lady on this ship." And I'm like, "Yeah, I know."
Oh, we're on packaging this right here, aren't we?
There's an old lady on this ship. And I said, "Yeah, I know. It's a cruise ship. There's a lot of old ladies on this ship." So we're going to come back to that.
Yeah. We're going to unpackage that here, huh? Okay, I'm down. All right, whatever. Let's go.
So his first time on Royal Caribbean, and I'm like, "All right, man. We're going to do specialty dining." It's not like I don't like going to the main dining room and all that kind of stuff. That's fine. I like it. But I thought, you know, let's up this a little bit. So we bought dining packages and we shoot right over and get reservations for the 3 nights we're there. And I think we ate at Giovanni's.
Chops,
the steakhouse, and Izumi Hibachi, right? So we got that all lined up. And then I think it was straight up to the pool deck. We were up there.
Oh, we spent all of our time on the pool deck. We actually got a nickname. We got a nickname that we didn't know about until the last night.
The hot tub guys.
The hot tub guys. So there's this one hot tub in the adult only section, which if you haven't been on a cruise, most cruise ships, including Disney, have an adult only section. So if you're worried about a bunch of kids, things like that, don't be. There are places specific for you. But we spent our time there, and we actually got that nickname, the Hot Tub Guys. We didn't find out till the last night, but everybody else on the boat knew us as that because we spent all of our time
up at the pool deck and just hanging out. That's relaxing. What you do. Except on the first day, you know, Josh says, "Oh, I want to go to the," you know, when you're coming on, they're trying to attract you to come to all these things. Like, you got to go to the spa and the fitness center, and they're trying to upsell you on all this stuff and go here.
They're not upselling anything, man. They're just advertising.
That's I never do any of that stuff on a cruise. I'm like, yeah, no. But he's like, "Oh, come on. They're going to have a free giveaway. They're going to have, if you go down
they
here,
did have a free giveaway.
We're going to be able to give you some cool prizes." Okay, right. And I'm like, "Listen, I don't care."
So I drug him to two things the entire time we were there. All right. Number one, I like art. Okay. So I drug him to an art auction. Okay. But the other thing was, it was like the massage place and the fitness center.
Yeah. The spa.
They had like a little combined spa giveaway thing. And lo and behold, the man is, "I don't do this type of stuff. This stuff is weird." Hey. He won. You won. Congratulations. Okay, because of me, you won. You won the grand prize.
I did.
Because of me.
I won.
You're welcome.
I won a bottle of champagne.
That was worth about $5.
Yeah, I later looked it up.
Time out. Anybody want to know how he looked it up? Because non-bougie Bobby bought the internet package on our cruise.
Okay. So, come on. Gotta have the internet. So I look it up. And yeah, it was like a less than $5 bottle of champagne.
I thought,
man, I don't even know how you can cover the cost of the bottle and the shipping cost for $5. So anyway,
about prison made. I don't know.
we take this bottle. This is the first day. I'm like, what am I going to do with this bottle of champagne? We take it down. We put it in the room. Oh, so here's the funny thing. We walk in the room. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. All right. So we take our bottle of champagne that we just won. We go to our room. We set it on the table. We come back a couple hours later, and we're skipping some parts. We'll come back to you. But we come back a couple hours later when it's time to, you know, go to the room. And I think because of the bottle of champagne, our beds were pushed together and made into one big king bed.
The room attendant thought we were like honeymooning.
Hey, you know what? And that's not the first time we've been accused of that. And I'm fine with that. Dude, honestly, if Honey Badger ever gets tired of me, I'll come looking for you.
I appreciate that.
I will. But anywho, so yeah.
The champagne is on ice.
Oh yeah, he puts it on ice.
He put it
on ice for the first 2 nights for us. I guess he thought that we were going to come back and drink it, which, whatever. Gesture.
By the second night, we were like, we're not doing anything with this.
Dude, it sat in the ice so long that the paper was coming off of the bottle.
Yeah, so we take it up to the hot tub. We were up at the pool deck.
I figured somebody will take it.
And there was this group of of women.
Bachelorettes or whatever.
Yeah, they were having like a hen party or bachelorette party or whatever. And we're just like, hey, we take this thing up there. And I remember asking them, like, are you guys 21? And they were like, oh, yeah, we're 21. Like,
you guys are the hot tub guys.
So I just hand them this bottle of champagne, and you would have thought they had just won the lottery. There was shrill screaming. They were so excited.
The crazy part about it was I was like, man, they're going to take this back to their dining time or something. They popped the cork right there.
Right there.
Like savages.
They ripped this.
Yeah. I mean, they ripped the stuff off.
They popped the cork and they were on the pool deck and they're just passing this thing around between the girls.
No,
we were like, whoa, no, I don't know if this was
for COVID. Like,
I hope I wasn't contributing
to the
delinquency of anybody.
Adult only section. They were all wearing the little bachelorette things, you know, the little sleeve things.
We do this, we go in, we're like hanging out there in the hot tub and there's two other guys in there.
Yeah.
This is related to the very reason for this podcast, because these dudes are in there, and you can tell at first they're
curious.
They're like,
they're looking at us out the side of their eyes. You could see it.
Yeah.
They're curious. They're
like, And so one of them strikes up a conversation. I can't remember exactly what he said.
I remember exactly what he said.
What?
Are you guys gay?
He didn't say that.
Yes,
he did.
That's exactly what the dude said. Because I started laughing. Again, that wouldn't be the first time anybody's looked at us and asked that question.
Yeah. So.
But they were pleasant. They were nice guys.
Yeah, so we just struck up a conversation.
I don't remember how we answered. I don't. It's whatever.
We're talking with them and we're like, no, actually we're not. We're both married. We're really good friends. Our wives are good friends. We're just down here on a dude trip. And
the guys...
eyes lit up and he's like, are you kidding me? We're doing the same thing. And it's so weird because, you know, and they just kind of went on. They were like,
they knew like three other dudes.
They were like, it seems so strange that two guys would go take a cruise together and we're getting the business from people. It's like, we've got to be in like some kind of romantic relationship. No, man, we used to have this big group of guys. Yep. They said we used to, for every year, they're all from Florida, from various parts of Florida. They grew up together. And they said that they would take an annual trip. Oftentimes they would cruise, but one by one, they started to get picked off by marriage.
Yeah.
And there were like two single guys left. In fact, one of them was a bouncer. So kind of a big guy.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And he's like, yeah, so it's just the two of us left. We were like, we're not going to let that stop us. Yep. We're going.
We're doing it.
And so that was a good conversation.
Yeah, it was. And we kept running into them too. The elevators, dining halls, we ran into them all over the ship. It was crazy.
But the idea is that it's okay. Get out there.
Oh, it's 100% okay. They
get out there, have fun. And
they knew like two other dude trios and doubles that were on the same boat doing dude cruises. I mean, it was bachelor parties and bachelorette stuff and old people and then people on dude cruises like us.
So we had a great time. I mean, but... It was that night. It was later that night.
Remember the flow rider? I was horrible at that. And I've skateboarded my entire life and I can't flow ride.
Yeah. Anyway, I've done on a number of cruises that flow rider and been able to stand up or whatever, but they've gotten strict. I mean, if you can't do it like the first couple times, they're like, sorry, you can't.
Oh yeah, if you're not a pro in the first 30 seconds, you don't get a wristband. If you don't get a wristband, you're not part of the cool kid club.
And it's like the first time that's happened to me. Because normally I'm able to get out there, but the line was really long.
The other thing is normally you get on the boat and you rent the whole thing for like an hour or two though.
I'm not bougie. Stop.
You're not bougie, but when I can't get that wristband, by God, I'll just rent the whole thing for an hour and a half. And nobody else will be able to use it.
That's how you get good.
That's not even a lie. Is that not true?
That's true.
I love it.
But that was a while ago and I got good, but then, you know, I don't go on cruises that frequently. So your skills degrade a little bit.
Hey, let's talk about that island.
The what?
The island. What the perfect day at Coco Cay?
Perfect day at Coco Cay.
Let me tell you something. Okay. I've been on a lot of cruises, a lot of different cruise lines. I've been to a lot of these quote unquote privately owned, whatever rented islands out, you know, in the Bahamas. Royal Caribbean's is next to none. They have the best island by far.
It's pretty good.
They just do. I mean, anything that you want is there.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want
to
get
I've done a lot of the different things too. I've done the Cocoa Beach Club, which you have to pay for, and the prices have skyrocketed.
But I'm not bougie.
But I don't think you have to pay. I
promise I'm not bougie.
but I don't now. I don't pay for anything when I go.
No, we don't have to, dude.
No, I think it's. I think it's better.
There's so much stuff to do there.
The water park looks cool. I've never done that.
And the food was awesome,
dude. The chicken sandwich, over at the Snack Shack. That's my go-to.
What do we call the Snack Shack?
Yeah, it's called the Snack Shack. And then what you do is you go get the fried mozzarella cheese sticks. There's a menu hack over there. You can say, I want the chicken parm. And they'll give you an order of marinara sauce and the mozzarella cheese sticks, and you stick that on the fried chicken sandwich.
Yeah,
I mean
put that down in your man show, middle aged men show, ma'am show notes,
and funnel cake.
Oh yeah, we had funnel cake. Yeah,
and funnel cake.
Perfect
so,
day at Cocoa Cake.
Oh yeah, they got perfect all the people singing the song as you're getting off the boat. That was pretty good. But that so at night though, this is where my brother Josh. He kind of scares me sometimes. We're sitting there up on the top deck.
Oh, here we go.
In the hot tub. It's like 11 o'clock at night.
I can't help it, man.
And I'm telling him, I'm like, you know, one of these ships, and I swear to you, I thought it was one of the Oasis class ships, a whole different class of ship. I said, you know, there's this crazy story that happened not long ago where a baby fell off the top deck, and you know, it wasn't this ship, it wasn't this class of ships, but it happened. It was a really terrible accident. It happened down in Puerto Rico. And Josh just looks at me and he says, "No, bro, it was on this ship. It was right over here." And he like points up on the pool deck to this area. Now you got to understand that Josh is the type of guy, he didn't even know what ship we were going on. I kept having to remind him the name of the ship that we're on. First time on Royal Caribbean, he's not a plan ahead guy. He's not the kind of guy that's going to, you know, plan ahead, get online, figure out. It's like his wife packs for him. Okay. So
that's 100% true. She does. Honey Badger packs all my clothes. Why? Because you would not believe the number of trips that we've taken where I pack for myself and we get somewhere and I forget pants. Like, dude, I went to a wedding and bought half a suit one time with her. One of her friends got married. We went all the way to the wedding, 8 hours away. I packed for myself and I show up with half a suit. We had to go buy me a new suit. So ever since, like, yeah,
to illustrate the point that he is not the type of person that's like done a bunch of research into this particular ship ahead of time.
I'm not bougie.
So we're getting into this mild like argument here up on the pool deck. I'm like, it was not this ship. It wasn't even this class of ship that this happened on, bro. I'm telling you. Now, he doesn't have the internet package. I do. Okay? So we're out at sea, and he's like, and he's telling me, he's insisting, he's like, it was right up here. I'm telling you, I can tell that there was a child that died like right there. And so later that evening, you know, we're down, we're in the room, and I'm like, I've got the internet package. I get on my phone, and I'm looking it up. I'm going to prove him wrong. Lo and behold, it was on that ship. It was on the Freedom of the Seas that this tragic accident happened. And it was right up on the pool deck. It was, if I remember correctly, it was like port side. And it was, so basically it was right where you were pointing, bro. That's scary,
man. I don't know. Weird.
He's got, and this will come up in future episodes because, this is a thing between us. He's got this type of sixth sense, and I play the skeptic.
Not like the movie.
Yeah. Not like you don't see dead people.
Well, I don't see Bruce Willis either.
But you do sense things.
Man, it's just ever since I was a kid, it's a weird thing. I'm either cursed, blessed, or crazy. Not sure which one. But yeah,
so,
there's some weird stuff going on there.
So getting back to this, I'm looking this up, and he goes, Bobby, you remember how I said there was an old woman on the ship when we walked on? And I said, yeah. He's like, yeah, it's because there was an old woman that died on this ship. And I'm like, come on, man. And I'm like, are you being serious? So I look it up once again. Yep. 76-year-old woman died. And you guys can look this up, like go Google it. And that's the funny thing. I mean, I guess the skeptic in me says, okay, my friend Josh just looked all this stuff up ahead of time. He just was pulling my leg, right? So he goes and does all this research. The guy who doesn't pack his own underwear doesn't even know what ship we're going on. He's done all this research ahead of time to be able to freak me out. But here's where the skeptic in me says, but wait a minute, there's more.
Oh yeah, I forgot about this. You're so, gonna unpackage this too, huh?
So I had bought these magnetic motion sensitive like LED lights that, you know, when you get up as a middle-aged guy, I'm sorry, I can't sleep through the night. I gotta get up at least once to go to the bathroom. So I got these things and they were like way above our head.
So time out. They're actually really convenient.
They are.
I'm impressed that you have them. You put them up in the room and instead of having to like go around in the dark looking for a light switch, as soon as you stand up, they pop on because they're motion sensors.
Yes. So I've got like, I think I had three of them and one of them was way like 3.5 feet above our heads on the back wall. Okay. If you haven't been on a cruise ship before, the walls are like metal, so their magnets will stick to them. So we've got one way above our heads. And then I've got like a couple of them over by the front of the cabin where the door opens up and where the bathroom is. And we're in an interior cabin. We were like on a money saving mission. This is like the least expensive cabin we could find. It's relatively small and it's very dark.
Again, last minute cruise.
That's right. So we just took whatever we could get. So here's the funny thing. The things work relatively well, but they weren't super sensitive. In fact, just earlier that night, I had tried to activate these things and I was like waving my hand up around this thing. It wouldn't go off. Like I had to like tap it for it to turn on, the one above our heads. So we're laying there, we're talking about this and all the lights are off. It's pitch black. We're both laying there. It feels like we're a couple of kids. It's like,
and you tell me now that you thought the whole thing was I was just trying to freak you out. I'm hearing this for the first time.
Well, I'm just saying it's plausible. Okay. No, I'm not saying that I thought that, but if people are listening to this and they're thinking, all right, of course, anybody can Google this stuff and figure out what's happened on this ship ahead of time.
Yeah,
well, that's plausible.
Yeah.
Okay. Absolutely. I know you well enough to know that you wouldn't go to that much trouble. Okay.
He doesn't care that much.
I did. It was not, that's not
He's
something.
He's more concerned about packing his underwear.
That's right. You're not into that. So we're laying there and it feels like I'm picturing in my mind, it's like we're at camp. We're a couple of teenage kids or adolescent kids at camp. He's in his bed over there and the lights are off and we're just carrying on this conversation. It's like Jimmy Fallon and Justin Timberlake at camp. Right. And except I'm getting goosebumps because you're giving me all this freaky information about people that have died on this ship. And I'm thinking, how many people have died on a ship? Well, it turns out quite a number of them. Okay. And then the lights are out and all of a sudden, Josh goes, someone just came in the room. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Boom. The light in the front of the cabin above the door to enter the cabin comes on. And then boom, the light above our heads, the motion sensitive light comes on.
Yep.
And I'm just like
now
frozen.
I'm actually glad that happened. Present day, I'm glad that happened because the whole time you didn't believe me and I was telling you. I didn't know you thought I was setting you up. So I'm sorry that it scared you. I'm glad it happened.
So
maybe now you actually
trust your friend. I play the skeptic and I believe you, but my head's like kind of blown here. And we're laying there and then he's just casually, he's like, yeah. Well, listen, here's the deal. If it gets really cold, like really cold, and I'm asleep, just wake me up. Well, you gave me like three things. It was like, if it gets really cold, if you smell something rotten.
Or
like
sulfur.
Yeah. Sulfur or rotten. And the other thing was you said, if I start talking in my sleep, you can ignore me, but also feel free to wake me up. And then, right? And he's like, I think I'm going to go to sleep. And he's like, turn it over, go to sleep. And I'm like, dude, are you kidding me?
Go back off.
Yeah. I was like, are you kidding me? And the last thing he tells me is, oh, and don't let your feet hang over the bed. Now, why is that?
We'll talk about it on another episode someday.
Okay. So all I know is that now I'm in the fetal position. I'm like, I'm pulling the covers up. I'm like, in the fetal position, what is going on? And that's the last thing he says to me. It's like, night, night, sweet dreams.
Hey, we got good sleep, didn't we?
When I finally fell asleep.
But you had really, really good sleep, right?
I guess,
yeah. Nothing bothered you. You went to sleep.
Yeah, that was freaky.
Ah.
Anyway.
More things to come on more episodes, folks. Yeah, those dude trips are awesome. We got off the boat a couple days later. We went back to Little Havana.
Yeah, so we'll kind of end here in Little Havana at Ball and Chain.
Oh.
And this was, so there were a couple places that we went. We met, so on the cruise, we met this, he must have been a high-rolling Cuban.
Oh, I'm going to tell you what, he had a Submariner Rolex.
Yeah.
It was not a knockoff. Very, very pleasant family.
Oh yeah.
I'll say that. Very
But he was family. Dressed, you know, sometimes when you just see guys and you're like, this guy is understated, but these threads cost money. And he was just, and he had almost like an entourage, and the other guy with him was like being very deferential to him. So anyway, he just came off as like,
for
this,
those of you listening, I don't know what he actually just said. I don't know what those words mean.
But so we struck up this conversation where we're eating around the hibachi, and he's a really nice guy. And, you know,
he says he's
from Miami and all this stuff. And we're like, well, we want to go back to Little Van. He's like, go to Ball and Chain.
Ball and Chain.
That was excellent. Oh, what a great.
The entertainment.
They had like
dancing
and
music.
And the food was
everybody
amazing.
In there was happy. Everybody was in a good mood.
Yeah. We had to hang out there for the afternoon because our flight wasn't until the afternoon.
And then you
was
broke
like,
our plane. Remember that? Remember you broke our plane? We tried to get back on the plane. Now, for those of you that don't know, and you probably wouldn't know, Bobby's actually crashed a plane before.
Come on. That's a different story.
Bobby knows things about planes. And so we're on the plane. And we're trying to get back home, and
it's late.
I just think, all right, they're just taking a really long time. Bobby looks at me and goes, they're going to cancel this flight. I'm like, what? And he goes, yeah, they're going to cancel this flight. There's too many things going on with this plane. I'm like, what's going on with the plane,
dude? And then I was like, here's what's going to happen. The crew is going to time out because we've been delayed enough now that the original crew that they got on here, they only have a certain window that they can fly in. Yeah. And the people in front of me, they're getting freaked out. They're like, would you stop?
Oh, they're turning around. They're like, well, what else is going to happen, Mr. Pilot Man?
I was like, hey, I'm not hoping this happens. Trust me. I got to be at the office in the morning. I'm exhausted.
Yeah, I'm texting my boss. I'm like, hey, man, I'm sorry. I'm stuck in Miami. But.
Well, we ended up getting home at like in the middle of the night.
Yeah, 00:15. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But was it worth it?
Oh, man, it was absolutely worth it. We got back home. And I'll be honest with you, I'm away from the family a lot for work, right? But being away from the family for not work, part of me was almost guilty. And that makes it sound like these dude trips really well. I was like, okay, I'm taking time out that I could be with my family right now to go and do this. And I felt guilty. But when I got home, I felt so much better because I was more astute. I felt more positive. Right. And some of the other dude trips that we've taken where we've taken other people with us, and we'll talk about them on other episodes, their brides have actually reached out to us and Honey Badger and G-Money and been like, hey, our husband is like better now.
Yeah.
Right. They're in a better mood. Things are just better. And it's because of the dude trip.
You just gotta unwind a little bit and get out there. And I think there's an important type of interaction that happens between guys. Where when you're good friends and you can share things, you can relate to each other. And, you know, the struggles are very similar a lot of times. The stresses from work, the decisions that you got to make, you know, these are the things that I think it just helps to have friends that you can relate to and share these things.
Absolutely.
So I think this is a pretty good place to wrap up for this episode.
Yeah, let's go ahead and wrap up, man. Let's talk about what's going to happen. So we hope you enjoyed this first episode of the MAM show, the Middle-Aged Men show. We got lots of things coming down the pipe for you, man. Lots of things. And we want you to listen to them. We're going to have guests. We're going to talk about all kinds of subjects.
Oh, yeah, we're going to do some professional spotlights.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, again, keep in mind, we're here to... You know, this is to entertain us and hopefully entertain you. It's also to be able to be an encouragement and inspire. So I think there's going to be a good mix of lightheartedness and fun. But we're going to get deep at some point. You know, there's going to be some subjects that that we go a little bit beneath the surface for.
We'll probably shed a tear. Yeah.
We'll hug it out.
Yeah, we'll hug it out. It'll be all right. Shed a tear. Cry, if you will. Men do cry. Anybody tells you otherwise, they're a liar. All right. So what we want you to do, you got homework between now and the next MAM show that you listen to. We want to make sure that you're liking and subscribing to your platform of choice that you're listening to us from, whatever that is. Check us out on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and more. And most important of all, bring your friends with you the next time you come to visit us here on the MAM show. Bring your wife, bring your friends, bring whoever you want to. This show is for everybody. But until then, enjoy our awesome outro music as it's kicking in right now. And once and for all, be excellent to each other. Have a great rest of your time.
See ya.